Lounge, 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Israeli military has instructed more civilians in Gaza to leave areas of the city of Rafah. Humanitarian groups say the safe zones are already dangerously overcrowded. The U.S. has threatened to withhold some weapon shipments to Israel over its actions in Rafah, but Republican Congressman Michael McCaul of Texas tells ABC's This Week,
"War is messy, but Israel didn't start this war. Hamas started this war, and Israel's going to finish this war."
19 witnesses have already testified in former President Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial in New York. One witness Monday expected to be Michael Cohen, Trump's longtime personal attorney. Jury selection begins Monday in the federal corruption trial of Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey. He says he's done nothing wrong. Three Atlanta police officers recovering after they were shot by a man who was shot and killed by police. And a police officer, according to the Associated Press, was shot and killed in the Cleveland suburb of Euclid. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. New polling in battleground states turn up some surprising data about what's important to rural voters. Mike Mohn reports.
The poll released by the Rural Democracy Initiative included feedback from Wisconsin voters. 57% of respondents said they favored a more economic populist vision, with policies centered around lowering costs and raising incomes for the working class. Breakthrough Campaigns researcher Patrick Toomey, who helped lead the poll, says that approach appears more popular than one often touted by GOP politicians.
Just cutting taxes and getting rid of regulations is not going to do the most to help me in this economy.
And while economic policies aligned with Democrats, like minimum wage hikes, are favorable in this poll, many rural voters indicated they think Republicans are doing more for working people. Analysts say that shows Democrats have work to do to rebuild trust in rural areas. Meanwhile, three-quarters of respondents either support abortions or don't want the government interfering with decisions on reproductive health care. Toomey says it will take some time for Democrats to reconnect with these voters and that it won't completely turn around in this election cycle. But he suggests it's not completely hopeless for the party to make gains in rural America ahead of November's vote.
One of the key learnings here is that there are enough voters in rural areas of battleground states who are up for grabs to determine the outcome of 2024.
He suggests if Democrats are savvy with their outreach, they might be able to convince rural populations that they're pursuing policies these voters have outlined as a top priority. More than 1,700 voters in 10 states were part of the poll. This is Mike Mohn for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Bucks making some changes. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks firing three of their assistant coaches, some who were hired by Adrian Griffin, others who work for Mike Budenholzer. Coach Bud now has a new job as head coach of the Phoenix Suns. Assistant Joe Prunty, who was filled in as an interim head coach, will remain with the team. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers have a new wide receiver. Joseph Griffin Jr. out of Boston College has entered the transfer portal. Griffin played for Jeff Hafley before he became the Packers' new defensive coordinator. The Packers held their annual chair softball game at the Timber Rattlers Stadium. Donald Driver announcing he's stepping down as host and handing the duties over to quarterback Jordan Love.
I have this opportunity to pass it to what I feel is the future quarterback of the Green Bay Packers, Jordan Love.
To get it from a legend like this, for him, like he said, when he hit me up when I first got drafted and he's been in my ear, it's awesome.
Baseball, the Brewers with a 5-3 win over the Cardinals last night. That series wrapping up today. We'll recap later on with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny skies, highs in the mid and upper 70s. Watch for some showers or storms in the mid to late afternoon hours. Those will end early in the evening. We'll see mostly clear skies overnight, lower 40s. On Monday, sunshine and middle 60s. It's 75 at our studios.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The weather impacts everything, and the history of windmills includes using the weather. In this case, the wind, to help mill grain and pump water. The modern windmills that you see across Wisconsin today are often called wind turbines. These still use the wind, but now it's to produce electricity. And a new study shows that turbines can also lower the daytime temperature while keeping it warmer at night. The moving air protects crops from frost. It's a weather-ready fact. And Saturday, May 11th, is National Windmill Day. If you really want to celebrate, save June 5th through the 9th. Because it's Windmill Days in Baldwin, Wisconsin, a celebration of Dutch heritage and the windmills in the village. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
So I have super parallel parking skills, and on the east side where I live, I will often sit on my front porch and like a play-by-play call as if it was a sport. Parallel parking to me is a sport. I'm the Stephen A. Smith of parallel parking. That should go on a t-shirt.
We'll get you one made.
Oh, my gosh.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we'll take a look back at what happened news-wise over the weekend, update you on the Trumpster trials, what's ahead for Joe Biden, and much more for this week on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
But the Meadow Muffin Polka.
Todd, let's quickly write that and make it.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Keeping Racine and Kenosha connected. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. And on the Civic Media app.
AM 1400 WRJN.
So how about this horse, Bud? Bazooka.
Oh. Anything you want to know about Bazooka, ask me. He's a good mutter.
I beg your pardon?
Bazooka, he's a good mutter.
He's a good mutter?
You sure?
Are you ridiculous? How can a he be a mutter?
Sometimes a he is a better mutter than a she.
A he is a better mutter than a she?
Sure.
A she has got to be a mutter, not a he. A he no. can't be a mutter. A she is a mutter. And no. A he can't be a better mutter than a she.
Sure he can.
He can't.
Oh, absolutely. Now, don't tell me.
Now, Lewis, you obviously don't know anything about horses.
No.
Yes, I do, Hilby, because once I bet on a race horse that only had three legs.
And what did he do with the other leg?
Trip the other horse.
Stop this nonsense. Go in and get me the dope on that big race. I want to look over my form.
What?
I'll look over my form.
I'm going to look over Hilby's. You'll do as I tell you now.
Stop this nonsense.
I don't know,
permission.
Track stuff.
No, no other clumsy.
Music of the Star. Bud Abbott, Lou Costello. Surprised by Ralph Edwards on This Is Your Life.
Let's go to your house on 33rd Street.
Remember back there?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, let's take a walk back here to 33rd Street and look, sitting on the front porch. There's Mom. Yes, indeed, your beloved Mom, Mrs. Costello. Here she is.
No wonder they're here, too. I couldn't find nobody home.
Lou says he couldn't find anybody home. We were told that he came home early tonight. Everybody was gone. Says, where is everybody? Yeah. What's going on around here? Let's see, Costello is your real name.
That's right.
Lou. But you changed it to Costello. When was this?
When I was doing extra work in pictures.
Yeah?
There was a girl named Helene Costello, and I took her name.
Yes, indeed. Remember her. Here we are, swinging with Mom on the porch on a summer evening. Just like you when you were a boy. Dad's here in spirit too, Lou, I'm sure, though he died in 1947. And it was here on the front porch swing that you used to tell Mom about a glorious dream. What was that dream, Miss Christella?
Little Ralph, Lou always wanted to be an actor. And he used to say to me, well, Mother, someday I'm going to take you to California, to Hollywood, and I'm going to buy you a little white house. And you know, Ralph, he did all that.
Dream.
He bought me my little house.
And he became a star.
And he became a star.
Yes, indeed. After a whirl as a prize fighter in Paterson, New Jersey, under the name of Lou King, that's the name you fought under, you talk your parents into letting you go to Hollywood to try to make that movie dream of yours come true.
But it didn't. Not right at first. When I first met Lou in Hollywood, you didn't even have a place to sleep.
Now, that's the voice of a buddy of those real tough days. He was sort of in a position to see that they were tough days for you. He used to run a parking lot at MGM Studios and had a little gas station there. Now in business at Lake Tahoe Resort, here from Lake Tahoe, California, is Mr. Eddie Devine. Here's Eddie.
Hello.
And this guy had a wit. Had an episode on his show called Funny Phone Calls. Here he is calling Arthur Goldstein's mom.
Where it says for rent, single, furnished, F-U-R-N-I-S-T, furnished, front apt apartment, with balcony utilities.
Baloney utilities, it says.
It looks like baloney, but it's balcony utilities. I don't know what balcony utilities are. That's a railing and a sword and a silk shirt, I guess.
Here they got a nice little John right out in the balcony. Here we are.
Well, back to the lion, folks. That's it. You know, after all our thing here, I just noticed there's no phone number. It's an address.
Right.
Get out of here.
Finally, address. Maybe we'll get lucky.
Wait a minute. Here we are. For sale, for lease, or trade, a two-handle Fama espresso machine.
Oh, that's a beauty.
Okay,
here's... have to call this
dial
person.
That number right there.
This
B-R.
Man is selling an espresso machine.
Yeah, ask for Bill, it says.
Well, just ask for a percolator to begin with, right? And then we'll work up to this.
Yeah, then we'll buy Bill. B-R. Don't give the numbers. And we'll let the lion talk to him. Yeah.
Is there a name there? Oh, ask for Bill.
Ask for Bill. Bill Espresso.
Bill Espresso. Yeah.
Gentleman in New York City. Your mother lives there, does she? Okay, we'll try her.
She's out with the
funny if she's out with the bachelors from Boston. Dial the code. Mm-hmm.
I could dance, I could sing with you.
What's your last name?
Goldstein.
Hello?
Hello, this is the Acme Television Rating Service. Do you have a television set, madam?
Yes, I have.
I see. Are you watching it this evening?
No, not at this hour.
Not at this hour?
No.
Well, we have to check, you know, as to who watches these very late programs, because they are on the air. And a lot of people do get quite angry when we get them out of bed, but after all, we have to make a dollar, too. Did I get you out of bed, madam?
Yes, I was asleep.
You were asleep. All right, I'll put that in the goof column here. I see. What's a?
10 minutes of 2.
It's 10 minutes of 2. Oh, I'll put that in the very bad goof column now.
Is it 10 minutes of 2 or 10 minutes of 1?
What's a?
10 to 2 or 10 to 1. I can't see.
I believe you're still half asleep, aren't you?
No.
Do you ever watch television late in the evening?
You mean the late break show?
Well, not particularly, no.
I didn't see you first, you guess not.
Is this Mrs. Goldstein?
Yes.
Uh-huh. You know where your wandering boy is tonight?
Who is that?
Who is that? How many sons have you?
Two.
Two. What's your first name?
Rose.
Bart Goldstein. He your son?
Who?
Oh, Art Goldstein.
No.
What, say?
What's so funny?
Well, there's a fella here who says you're his mama. And when you say no, it breaks us all up. This is the Santa Ana police calling.
Oh, come on now. Stop being funny.
If I ever do, we're all in trouble. But, no, really, Art Goldstein is here, and he says you're his mother. You don't have a son named Art Goldstein?
Art?
Yes. Do you have...
A son, Arthur Goldstein.
Oh, Arthur.
From.
Where is it coming from? Well, Art is in the saloon here tonight. And he's not drinking himself. He doesn't drink, does he?
I hope not.
No, Art is out here. This is actually, I'll be serious with you. This is Steve Allen calling from Hollywood.
Oh, go on. You don't sound like him at all.
Oh, go on yourself.
No, really, I mean it.
What say?
Are you calling from California?
Sure. Incidentally, you will accept the charges, won't you? No, Arthur is here, and we just wanted to make sure that our program was getting in there, but now I'm not even sure our phone call is.
No, your phone call. Are you Steve Allen?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yes, I am. Don't I sound like him?
I don't know. Well, actually,
I imitate his voice. Some people think it's very convincing.
No, I don't think you are.
You don't think so?
But I know you're calling for the long distance by that sound that I hear.
Yes. Do you hear anybody laughing here?
Oh, that I hear, and it's silly. But, you know, it's good.
Well, we have 400...
That laugh is very contagious. Everybody else is laughing there.
Yes, well, all of us are drinking and laughing here. Listen, Art, no, really, Art's here at this wild party. We've had belly dancing and everything here tonight. But I just want to let you know that Art's in good shape, and he'll probably call you tomorrow and tell you more about this than you will.
No, he doesn't call me. He waits for me to call him.
Well, Mrs. Goldstein, you're marvelous. The only reason I have to hang up now is because we're going to have Tony Bennett sing for us here. Otherwise, you're marvelous. I'd love to keep...
Oh, that's right. I'll tune in. Where will I hear it?
Well, actually, you'll hear it in 2 weeks.
Oh.
That's kind of hard to understand at 2 a.m, isn't it? But I bet Arthur will call you this time, and he'll explain why you'll hear it in 2 weeks.
Now, really, tell me, who are you?
This is Steve Allen. Honest.
Honest?
Yeah.
Because I'm going to brag about it.
Mrs. Goldstein, you are a doll, and the only reason, as I say, I have to hang up now is because Tony Bennett's going to sing for us, and we're getting near the end of our show.
All right, meanwhile, you can look up my son, Arthur Goldstein. He's in Los Angeles.
I know he is. He's right here.
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. I'll let you talk to Arthur. Would you like to do that?
Yes, I would.
All right. Come on up, Arthur. Now. Okay. Jump in here, Arthur. Mrs. Goldstein, I'm going to let you talk to Arthur, but the local stations here have to say a word, so I'll just let Arthur say hello on the air, and then we cut away, and we'll come back for Tony Bennett.
Okay.
So it was very, very wonderful of you to talk to us. I am sorry we got you out of bed.
That's
Here's
okay.
Arthur.
Did you learn from your seamstress mother about staying power?
She never thought about that. In fact, she always thought I was working too hard. But she was beautiful and she supported me. I had no idea that she knew anything about the kind of music that I liked. And on her birthday, one time, I said I'd like to take you out for your birthday, and I said, where would you like to go? She said, I want to go see Ella Fitzgerald. I didn't know that she even knew Ella Fitzgerald, but she just loved the fact that she heard that I liked jazz and great popular music, and so she chose, and we went and we met Ella Fitzgerald, and it was one of the greatest things in my life because I was just starting out. And Ella came over to me and she said, I love your record of Blue Velvet. And I couldn't get over that. She liked that. So my mom was beautiful. And I was blessed to have a wonderful mother.
Didn't she, Tony, didn't she also believe that quality endures? That's part of staying power. Just how she took her work real seriously and how she performed. And what she taught you and your siblings.
When I was 10 years old, my father died, unfortunately, and my mom had to raise three children, and I couldn't stand it. She had to work so hard, and you know, just making dresses. But every once in a while, I kept watching her work so hard, and every once in a while, she'd take a dress and throw it over her shoulder and say, don't have me work on a bad dress. I never forgot that my whole life. So when I started recording, I decided I would never do an unintelligent song. I never tried to get a hit record. I just said, is this a quality song? And my whole catalog at Columbia Records has been one good song after another. There's not one bad song in the catalog.
Here's how soldiers eliminate mosquitoes around them in just 90 seconds or less. This tiny tactical mosquito repeller is taking...
I've got one real friend, more than a friend I find. The way I feel, friend, sees all of this heart of mine. I'm all for her, I know. She'll always be for me. I'm on my way, friend.
I'm going home to see my mom. I love her. My mom, you'd love her. Who wouldn't love her? My mom. That sweet somebody thinks I'm somebody. My pal, my buddy, my mom. Anything I do, she's my only inspiration. Anytime I'm blue, she's my only consolation. As years come on her, I gaze upon her. She's my Madonna, my mom. My pal, my buddy, my mom. Yes, anything I do, she's my only inspiration. Anytime I'm blue, she's my only consolation. As years come on her, I gaze upon her. She's my Madonna, my mom.
Walter Donaldson wrote then. Here's Bette Davis.
Here comes the bride down the aisle. All dressed in white, see her smile. May she be happy all of her life. May she make him a wonderful wife. Here comes the bride. Here comes my little girl. Oh, I know she's all grown up, taller than I am, even talks back to me. I just can't picture her married. She's been the comfort of my life. What shall I do without her? Oh, she looks so beautiful. And so young. Why must she leave me so soon? Haven't I always been a good mother to her? Haven't I done everything in the world for her? Did I do all those things, spend all those years only to lose her? Oh, I know he's a fine boy, bright, well-mannered, nice-looking, anxious to make something of himself, but he's obviously not good enough for her. Here comes the groom, filled with pride, standing so tall by her side. Friends and relations are crying for joy, touched by the love of a girl and a boy. People say you don't lose a daughter, you gain a son. Nonsense! I'm losing her and I know it. Maybe it's selfish of me to feel this way, but what can I do? I carried her, I diapered her, I cared for her, I worried about her, I scolded her, I spanked her, I loved her, I loved her, and I don't want to lose her. Why am I carrying on so? It may be worth it just to get those rock and roll records out of the house. And I was even learning to like them. Maybe I'll have some peace and quiet for a change. No more noise, no more giggling girlfriends, no more eager beaver boyfriends, no more stories of who broke her heart this week, no more 3.5-hour telephone calls, no more, don't wait up for me, Mummy, I'll be home late tonight. My little girl won't be home late tonight. She won't be coming home at all, any night. Here comes the bride down the aisle, all dressed in white. See her smile. May she be happy all of her life. May she make him a wonderful wife.
And the Andrews Sisters from Minneapolis.
My mom, I love her. My mom, you'd love her. Who wouldn't love her, my mom? That sweet somebody thinks I'm somebody, my pal, my buddy, my anything I do, she's my only inspiration. Anytime I'm blue, she's my only consolation. As years come on her, I gaze upon her. She's my Madonna, my mom. Thank you. I do. She's my only inspiration. Anytime I'm blue, she's my only consolation. As years come on her, I gaze upon her. She's my Madonna, my
Let's bring him back with Bing Crosby. The music of the stars.
Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packin' mama, lay that pistol down. Oh, drinking beer in a cabaret, was I having fun? Until one night she caught me right, now I'm on the run.
Oh, lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packing mama, lay that pistol down. Oh, I see you every night, Bing, and I'll woo you every day. I'll be your regular mama, and I'll put that gun away.
Oh, lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packing mama, lay the thing down before it goes off and hurts somebody. Oh, she kicked out my windshield, and she hit me over the head. She cussed and cried and said I'd lied, and she wished that I was dead.
Oh, lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packing mama, lay that pistol down. With three tough gals from deep down Texas way, we got no pals. They don't like the way we play. We're a rough, rootin', tootin', shootin' trio, but you ought to see my sister Cleo. She's a terror, make no error, but there ain't no laissez-faire. Here's what we tell her.
Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol backin' mama, lay that pistol down.
Corn, the revenuers came. The draw was slow, so now they know you can't do that to Maine.
Oh, lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down.
Pistol packing mama, lay that pistol down.
Oh, singing songs in a cabaret, was I having fun? Till one night it didn't seem right, now I'm on the run.
Oh, lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol back and mama, lay that pistol
down.
Oh, pistol back and mama, lay that pistol
down. I'm Owen's friend.
Owen doesn't have a friend.
That's because he's shy.
No, he's not. He's fat and he's stupid. Get out of my house. Where is Owen?
Owen went bowling.
I want Owen.
He'll be back in a minute.
I want my bath. I want my medicine.
I can get it for you.
Who the hell are you all of a sudden?
Let me hang it up for you.
I should hang it my own job, damn.
I know that, but I would like to hang it up for
get
you.
Get out of my way, you black bastard.
What? Mrs. Lift!
He tried to kill me.
What?
I said he's trying to kill me.
Mrs. Lift! Don't!
Hang up my own goddamn shawl. He's trying to kill me. I asked for the salted nuts. He brought me the unsalted nuts. The unsalted nuts made me sure.
I may be a lot of things, but I am not a killer.
You don't have to blow her brains out or anything.
Thank you. That takes the pressure right off.
She's old. She's got a bad ticker. All you gotta do is jerk around a lot when you talk to her. Nice to meet you, Mrs. Lift.
Stop it.
Aaron, what the hell's going on out there?
We woke her up. Nothing, Mama.
Who's this?
This is Cousin Patty. He's gonna be staying with us for a while. Isn't that nice?
You don't have a Cousin Patty.
You lied to me.
And don't cry, my baby, don't cry. How I miss that sweet lady with her old country touch. Miss her quaint broken English called Pennsylvania Dutch. I can still see her there at the station that day, calling out to her baby as the train pulled away. Throw Mama from the train a kiss, dry Mama all your tears, won't you try? Throw Mama from the train a kiss, and eat Mama up on her pie. Can't believe that she's gone now, it's a lonely old town. Yet I know that her heavenly love keeps looking down. 'Cause whenever I happen to be passing through, I could swear she was there
with the warmth I once knew. And I throw Mama from the train a kiss, wave Mama from the train a goodbye. Throw Mama from the train a kiss, and she throws one back from up high.
That's Patti Page.
To you, Pa and Ma. And 25% divided between the five of us. Yida, Crowbar, myself, Tom, and the baby. That makes 5% for each one of us.
Billy, you're cheating yourself. If there's 25% divided among the five of you, that's 14% apiece.
Oh, no, listen, Pa. I wouldn't cheat you. You know I wouldn't. Now, look here. I'll show you. Let me rub this out here. And now, 25 divided by 5 is 5. You see, 5 won't go into 2, will it? No. But 5 goes into 25 5 times, you see?
No, you're wrong, Billy. Now, I'm a pretty good mathematician. Now, 5 into 25...
How long did your mother live?
She was 83.
So was that, how many years ago was that?
Oh, about 20 now.
20 years ago, so. Yeah. She must have loved your success.
Well, she lived it through me. You would remember, she thought she was Sophie Tucker. You know, at a party, she's the first one to get up. Some of these days, you know, you hit a bell.
But was she a stage mother?
Yeah, no, she wasn't the one that would...
Not in the negative sense.
No, she was the stage mother in the sense that she pushed me. She would come to a club and say to the boss, wasn't he marvelous? Did you enjoy? She's American born, very
this
bright.
This is great.
Was this man marvelous? Tell the truth.
Tell the truth. Yeah.
Now she would.
Tell the truth. Yeah.
Now she would.
You
do
like
this.
My Don, didn't
do
you?
Yes. And she
That's
would do
what
that.
She'd say.
But quietly, she said, why can't you be like Alan King? Why can't you be nice? Why do you pick on people? Yes. And when people would come around, isn't he wonderful? Isn't he great? But it really, she never really got it.
She
heart.
Never got what it was that made you great.
That's it. That's it. You said it better than me. Never could figure that. She loved that Alan King, rest his soul. She loved that kind of quiet humor, like Newhart. You know what I'm saying? It's not quiet, but it's sophisticated.
If you went back and looked over the last 30 years at most of the great comedians, whoever list you would take a compilation of all the great comedians that are alive and say, who were the greats? What percentage of them would be Jewish?
Oh, God, 50%.
50%. And why is that?
I don't know, the upbringing, the background, like the Italians are singers, you know.
Yeah.
Who's to say, you know? But if you want to, I have a good psychiatrist that can sit with you, Charlie. No, I can't help.
Thanks for being part of our show today, everybody. Happy Mother's Day to you and yours. The music of the stars. I'm Lou Regani. Civic Media Radio Network. Here's Barbara.
forgets the biggest and leaves draw. My door open. Look at Teddy go. So I can have a little light from the hallway. All those animals, if I can hear them talking in your bed, if I can hear them laughing,
you really think
I know I won't.
They'll be frightened, maybe.
Time to tuck
at night. I know that's just my chair.
Cozy. The nice red one.
Are you comfortable?
But it looks different than it looks in the daytime.
Such a sleepy smile.
Sometimes I think it's moving.
You must surely.
A big, enormous monster. How
dinosaurs will be dragged, maybe.
Swinging treetops. I close my eyes and there are ghosts and witches.
Eating jelly.
I'm scared a wicked witch will
heart's
delight. In a fairy.
Here's Bette Midler.
Baby mine, don't you cry. Baby mine, dry your eyes. Rest your head close to my heart, never to part, baby of mine.
Is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.